The Glory Hole offers 3 meals a day and connects the homeless with services to look for work or find housing. Up to 43 people can sleep in the shelter's beds. But a deal breaker to staying overnight.
Just blow a full breath into it, kind of sort of slower.
What did I blow?
Zeros.
You have to pass a breathalyzer with a blood alcohol level of 0.10. Trevor Keller is the outreach coordinator and housing specialist at the shelter. He says he doesn't like telling people they can't stay.
You know, it can be a bummer to kick folks out, especially in the winter. Asking them to leave when it's really cold is just so hard to do, but we just try and hold a line of, this is what we are, this is who we serve, you know, this is our sobriety requirements.
Juneau is estimated to have nearly 600 homeless. 40 of those are considered high risk, so the hardest to house. But for some in that population, that's about to change. The Glory Hole just received a grant from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to build a Housing First project. Maria Lovashuk, the executive director, says before you can address substance abuse or mental illness,
you need to put the person in housing. So you need to give no strings attached housing in order for the person to stabilize.
The grant includes $3 million in capital funding, as well as $1.2 million for operational costs for the next 3 years. Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority is contributing land located in Lemon Creek, where the project will be built. Lovashuk says there were a lot of obstacles to overcome to get the 32-bed Housing First facility to this point. One of them was her initial aversion to the idea.
When I first heard about the concept, I thought this is such a ridiculous idea. Like, this would never work. And like, I philosophically am actually opposed to it.
She says at the Glory Hole, the breathalyzer policy works really well.
And so I just thought that it's impossible to have 32 people who consume substances as they wish, like live under the same roof and have it not turn out totally horrible.
She also thought it could be enabling. So Lovashuk visited some of the Housing First models in Seattle to find out for herself.
It really took like seeing how it works to like realize that, you know, when somebody is like in constant crisis and has been on the street for 12 years, like you can't just like expect them to go to rehab. A lot of these folks have gone to rehab like many, many, many times and they're trying.
After that, Lovashuk noticed patterns of behavior around the Glory Hole. For instance, a sober guest, fresh out of rehab, would say,
you know, I'm so excited. Like, I'm not going to drink anymore.
Then the inevitable stress of living in a shelter would cause them to relapse.
Oh, this person moved my stuff. Like, oh, my phone got stolen. You know, just like seeing it kind of like mounting and mounting and mounting. And then like seeing this like excitement about having a good life after rehab disappeared. And then like seeing them initially relapse. And then seeing that like, it was really heartbreaking.
Lovashuk takes me outside to see if we can find some of the people who could be helped by the Housing First project. Up the metal stairs behind the shelter, we find an alcove with several men in sleeping bags lying on the ground.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to wake them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rainforest Recovery Center emergency vehicles patrol downtown Juneau several times a day looking for chronic inebriates. The program has a room where people can sleep off their intoxication. But the service can be costly. In a 2-month span, one client racked up over $33,000 in expenses that included trips to the ER. Lovashuk hopes the Housing First building will cut down these costs. The units will be more like apartments. Everyone will have their own.
So it's definitely not going to be a shelter. Like, nobody has to have annoying roommates. Like, it will be people's own, like, little home.
The Juneau Housing First Collaborative is looking for additional funding for the $7 million project. But Lovashuk says they would like to start breaking ground this summer. Once built, it will be funded by a combination of grants, donations, and residents paying a small portion for what they'll call home. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.